Good evening, StarCraft fans. We are live from OPBGN, the home of Blizzard Gaming Night, for tonight's first game of the BGN Invitational Championship Series 2 between the defending Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Champion Killa Ace and your hometown StarCraft player, Coronis. I am Kevin McCrum, a.k.a. Space Dominator, and as our loyal listeners who have followed Coronis' road all the way to this championship series know, I am usually joined by my always informative and always wonderful partner, Dace Astroso. However, unfortunately, he has a bad cold and has been stuck in his hotel room for the beginning of this road trip, and we here at Team Coronis wish him a quick and warm recovery. So unfortunately, you're stuck with just me. However, let's not dwell upon that, and let's get on to the game at hand. Killa Ace versus Coronis, game number one. For all of you local players who don't know who Killa Ace is, clearly you've all been living underneath a rock for the past 12 months. He's been one of the most dominant players in Blizzard Gaming Night, and also probably in the history of the event itself, winning the first Invitational Tournament, defeating one of Coronis' teammates, Pacific Ace Tibbs, in a four-game series. He's a smart player that uses information well and the power of scouting extremely well, and just seems to be a player without flaws. However, we know truly that there's no such thing as an invincible player, and we sure hope that Coronis can show off some of that knowledge that Coronis has gained from being a 2v2 sponsored player. His strength is macro management, and he's going to have to use that entirely in his advantage to have any hope and any chance to win. However, we also project, based off of the previous tournament and Killa Ace's previous series, that Coronis also might need to be a little bit prepared for island maps. However, Coronis is supremely confident about his ability to win this series and avenge the loss of his teammate. Just to let all of our listeners know, game number two will be played this Thursday night, again live from OPBGN, and we will be on the air starting at 9:30 p.m. Hopefully joined by my partner, Dace Astroso, to help guide Coronis on his path to dethrone the so-called king of Blizzard Gaming Night. We look forward to tonight's game, and after this short break, we will be set to go for game number one of the BGN Invitational 2 Championship Series. The Coronis Crush are ready, are you? This is Team Coronis Radio.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Company Computer Guy.
Mr. Company.
You are the ruler of the RAM, the guru of the gigabyte, the monster of the memory.
Show me the way.
When we screw up the boot up, you are there. Without you, computers would megabyte.
Megabyte.
The countless hours we spend surfing the internet and accidentally stumbling upon porn sites would instead be spent working. So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Mr. Company Computer Guy. For it's you who keeps our logons logging and our hard drives hard.
You gotta see this porn site.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We are now beginning game number one of the championship series between Killa Ace and Coronis. There we go. Both players are in the game this time, which is a good thing. Killa Ace is in the blue and located in the top right corner. And his opponent, Coronis, is in the opposite corner in orange. Coronis is Terran, and Killa Ace is Protoss. Should be an interesting game, as Coronis told me that Terran was probably his weakest race. And I think he also mentioned that this was one of his weaker matchups as well. So it'll be interesting to see how he does. And yes, as Corona said to me, this could take a little bit of time. Just doing the standard building of peasants. And the first building of the championship tournament, championship series, has been created as a pylon is now built from Killa Ace. And Coronis is also building his first supply depot immediately behind the mineral line to give him protection against a drop. It'll be interesting to see how Coronis does on this map, as this is probably a key game for him, as he wants to get off to a good start versus Killa Ace, as you don't want to fall behind in a series like this that is this quick and this short. Both players are on their way scouting as both Kill Ace sent a probe and Coronis has sent an SCV. Kill Ace looks like he is on the right track. Instead, decides to take a left turn. It's going towards the top left, and Coronis' SCV is going towards the bottom right, which, of course, neither player is located at. In the meanwhile, Coronis has built his first barracks in construction, and Kill Ace has early gas and also has a gateway that is nearly completed. Coronis has told me that in a lot of these random matchups, he will build usually two barracks as first, but he also has a refinery going as we speak. Kill Ace also has a second pylon being built at the bottom of his mineral line to also provide drop support in the case it is needed. Coronis, in the meanwhile, back at his own base, has added a second supply depot immediately behind the other one that he has constructed at the beginning of the game. Both players have gas at this point, and the first melee unit of the game has been constructed as Kill Ace now has a Zealot going towards his main ramp. Coronis sneaks by the Zealot, and the Zealot looks like he's on the attack. Coronis also has his first melee unit of the tournament's championship series constructed, a Marine right at the ramp. Both players seem relieved with the matchup, as I think both of them thought worse things could have happened from it. Coronis is being a little bit sneaky at this point, as he's trying to build a factory at the top of the base to kill it. At the top of Kill Ace's main base. Kill looked like he might have seen it for a second, but he went right past it. Kill Ace has also built a second pylon next to his mineral line to provide complete support from both sides. Kill Ace has a robotics facility in construction. Coronis has just confirmed that this is his worst matchup. Just what I said at the beginning. But anyway, Coronis now has three Marines guarding his main ramp to his main base. A third supply depot was being constructed immediately below the other two, and Coronis now has a factory being constructed. Kill Ace noticed that sneaky factory that was trying to be built in the top of Kill Ace's main base, and that no longer is there. Kill Ace also has now produced a Dragoon, and that Dragoon's moving towards the ramp. And instead of that second factory being built to Kill Ace's base, Coronis has decided to construct the second factory in a little safer spot in his own base, immediately diagonally of his first. Kill Ace has now got his two main staples of his Protoss attack coming. He has a robotic support coming as well as an observatory, as he will most likely be massing quite a few observers to take a look around this map to see what Coronis is doing. The five Marines stay still blocking the ramp against the one Dragoon that was on its way scouting and trying to find out some information about Coronis. For all those players out there who don't know much about Coronis, in my opinion, he is a pure macro player, and not surprisingly, he has his third factory in construction. He is also upgrading something in his machine shop. It's either going to be mines or potentially siege mode as well. I'm going to guess mines, as he's just produced his first vulture. In the meanwhile, back at Killa Ace's main base, he now has a Zealot and three Dragoons guarding the main. And Coronis is also building an academy immediately to the right of his group of three supply depots. Coronis looks like he's going to go on the attack here with a group of five Marines, one Vulture, and a Siege Tank. He placed a single mine in front of his ramp. Now he's placed a second one a short distance away from that, and most likely he will also place the third one. Nope, he decides to save the third one for the battle at hand. Kill Ace has also decided to build a pylon in a more aggressive position that would guard both his natural expansion and his main. And also, again, to give him a lot of valuable information about what Coronis' actions will be doing. Which I think is also the reason for the spider mines, as that will give Coronis information about what Kill Ace is doing. You'll probably notice throughout this entire series, you'll probably hear a lot of identical things from these two players, as I think they're almost very similar in nature. Except I think Kronos is more of the player that's going to mass a little bit more, and Kille is going to be the one that's going to be just a little bit smarter with his units, and a little bit smarter with his attacks. Kille has loaded up a Reaver into the shuttle, and believe he will also add a Dragoon in there. Either that or probably a couple of Zealots. I sadly did not notice, but that shuttle is on its way on a perfect dropping attack run, going immediately south towards the bottom right main base, going towards Kronos' main. However, Kronos has established an aggressive position here with his one siege tank a little bit away, and he's also set up a nice small minefield at Killa Ace's little bridge to his main base. The first pylon that was going to be of a lot of use to Killa Ace is no longer there. Killa Ace was trying to expand, he sends his two Dragoons into a more defensive position to try to protect his Nexus that he's trying to expand to at his natural expansion, immediately to the top left of his main base. Meanwhile, back at Kronos' main, he's also added an engineering bay to his group of buildings, and also has a second command center in construction to expand himself, probably to his own natural expansion. Kronos is trying to lure Killa Ace's forces into the spider mines that he has in position. And unfortunately, Kronos has to pause, and thus I'll agree to it. At this point, the game looks pretty even, although I have to admit that Kronos' position is pretty favorable. He's in an aggressive spot, putting Killa Ace on the defensive, which is what he's going to have to do throughout this series to have any shot of winning the whole thing. Now, even though I predicted this would go a 7-game series, Kronos is going to have to remain smart and not waste units unnecessarily. Very key. In the meanwhile, while we were paused as well, Killa Ace's shuttle with the Reaver is now at the 4 supply depots, and what Killa Ace will most likely do is try to get up into the top area of the mineral line to do an attack. He does, however, Kronos in defense does have a group of 2 missile turrets guarding that top left. One of them is about, I'd say, halfway through in construction, the second one is built, as well as a second supply depot that will add some extra support to those 2 missile turrets. Overall, Killa Ace is going to have to do quite a bit of damage with that Reaver drop to have some success in this game. In the meanwhile, I'll take this opportunity just to remind everyone that game number 2 of the BGN Invitational 2 Championship Series will be played this Thursday night at the same time at 9:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hopefully the microphone issues will not be as painful. And hopefully my adversaries on the other side of the radio dial will not be as annoying as they were on this day. Kronos has given the okay to resume. I have to be sure everyone's ready to resume, and we are back underway. See what happens with that shuttlecraft and the Reaver. It was a Reaver and a Zealot. He killed a good group of about 4 SCVs of Kronos's. We'll see if Kronos even notices it. Another large group of SCVs are gone. If Kronos is not careful, he's not going to have many left. There goes another one. That Reaver and that one Zealot are doing quite a bit of damage in the back of Kronos' base. Kronos finally notices that and uses his group of 3 tanks to try to repel the attack, and he does destroy the Reaver, and he destroys the shuttle as well in the process. Although that was an excellent drop from Killa Ace. However, it'll be interesting to see what happens now, as Kronos will be back on the counterattack. At the top of the ramp, Killa Ace has a group of C6 Dragoons and a Reaver. The Reaver led the way and was wasted pretty necessitant without any warrant there. As a group of siege tanks was in a perfect position to destroy that, Killa Ace has an observer flying through, realizing that this is not a good spot to be at, but a good spot for our competitor Kronos. Kronos at this point would just push forward, and into Killa Ace's main base he would probably finish this game off, despite the fact that Killa does have a group of 4 Dragoons, a Zealot, and a Reaver in defense. If Kronos was wise, he would at this point also take that command center back at his main base and expand it to his natural. Killa Ace's observer is noticing the newly found position, Cronus has placed two mines as well to guard the exit of the ramp leading to the main base in the high ground. This is a very favorable position for Cronus, and Cronus has finally taken the idea, and he's moving in. He's got his group of two tanks, a vulture, and a single marine leading the way, but he also has a group of six tanks that are coming in as well. And if, as long as Cronus places them correctly, he should be able to take this game. It is now down to three, now down to two. However, the one Reaver destroyed four tanks on its own. And Killa Ace survives that attack. In my opinion, that was a needless waste of a bunch of siege tanks. But then again, that has been his mantra for a long while. To produce a lot of stuff, send them in, and almost just pray for it to happen. Cronus, after that attack, having very few units in defense, although still in the aggressive position, now sends his command center to expand to the natural. If Killace was wise at this point, he would probably counter. It looks like he is trying to at least destroy this little group of mines here to get out of this bad containment position that Cronus did an excellent job putting him in. But I think Cronus could have done a little bit of a better job completing the push. And had he been a little bit smarter, had a couple more vultures and a little bit more support, he might have had an opportunity to finish the game off. It's important to note, too, that if Cronus was smart and he got a starport at this point, he would be able to successfully drop in the back of the base, and with his containment in the front, would force Killa Ace into a GG. Ace is killing the extra spider mines as his observer is noticing what's happening. And the Reaver did an excellent job destroying a bunch of the vultures from Cronus. It will be interesting to note, too, that in a particular game that Cronus played with me, he had some trouble with the mines working against him, as I was able to successfully destroy a whole attack force with a whole two dragoons and a shuttle. So he's got to be careful about that position. His expansion now has a group of seven SCVs mining, so Cronus at least does have the economic advantage at this point, which is a good thing and a good sign. However, the fact that Killace is still in this game is a little bit unnerving. Cronus has his shuttlecraft with the Reaver and a Dragoon in it, and looks like he's going to be on the attack, trying to do more damage to Cronus's main base and or now the newly found expansion at his natural. The natural expansion is only defended right now by one tank, however, there are a couple of mines around the area. So if Killace would drop his Dragoon by that siege tank, he might lose the Dragoon, but his Reaver would be able to finish off quite a few of those SCVs and make that expansion almost obsolete. In the meanwhile, Killace has done an excellent job coming back with a little bit of macro management of his own, as he now has a group of 12 Dragoons, lined up in a more aggressive position. I'm kind of fearing that might have been Cronus' best opportunity early on to take advantage and to push on. But in typical Cronus fashion, he's now in the process of building two more factories to increase his total factory total to 5. Simply put, that's the way Cronus will win this game. Meanwhile, Killa Ace is now pushing in with a group of 3 Dragoons, and that Reaver did an excellent job destroying the one tank that was in position and knocking another tank down to a whole 2 hit points. Killa Ace is in position to destroy that natural expansion and also has his Reaver in position to take out a couple of siege tanks that are in siege mode. And he destroys, of course, the one with the 2 hit points, but in the process, the other siege tank in siege mode kisses that Reaver goodbye. However, Killa Ace is now on the move with 8 more Dragoons. Scary position for Cronus. If Cronus was wise, he'd push his units back a little bit to give himself a better defensive position. Perhaps place a couple more of the siege tanks on the edge there so he can get a little extra damage before they come up. Instead, he moves 5 of his tanks down below, not failing to utilize the high ground. And a group of 5 tanks versus a group of 8 Dragoons with upgrades is not going to do it for Cronus. So here comes Killa Ace with a group of 7 Dragoons that are going to finish off, or at least temporarily, force the SCVs at the natural expansion to retreat. And also in the process, the command center is also in retreat as well. We'll see if Kill Ace can successfully destroy the command center. And he does. So now we've had a complete role reversal. Kill Ace now has an established expansion at his natural, and has units massively producing and massively sent down towards Coronas. And Coronas is in a position where he doesn't have a lot of money coming in, and he's got a lot of extra factories. Those factories are not going to do a lot of good unless you have the money to produce units from them. Simple as that. And even my unfortunate sick partner could even, Desastroso, could have told you that while he even has a fever. Kill Ace drops a group of two Dragoons and a Zealot with a shuttle to destroy the one initial tank, and he's going to send him in right in the middle of the other two that were placed in a very vulnerable spot. One of the other tanks is destroyed, and Coronas is in deep trouble. Kill Ace has a group of eight Dragoons, and that shuttlecraft with the